going in the third quarter of the season, man. It's a blessing to have these teammates and play with these guys, man. They come to work every week and put in work, and that's what they have fun with each other. That's how a team supposed to be.
So you're really just thinking about the drop. That's what you're
thinking about.
Thinking about
the drop. I'm just thinking about the drop, you know what I'm saying? Because it's easy. It looked like I could easily walk in, and it had been on my mind the whole game, but I'm just happy we had got the win, man.
Jamal, could you just talk about what it was like for the team to move the ball on the ground the way that it did today, especially?
I mean, I think it was great, you know what I'm saying? We came together as a team. We played good as a team. Allen did a great job of dropping the balls on dimes, and we did a great job in the run game. That was a great team we played. The front seven is amazing. They are tough. A couple of Pro Bowls and a couple of up front guys, game-changing guys. So, you know what I'm saying, when you play guys like that, you know what I'm saying, you definitely got to run at them, and you got to battle it out.
Priest Holmes had his number retired today, said if anyone's going to break his number, he likes that it's a former Longhorn. Like you. What's your relationship with Priest Holmes?
I mean, me and Priest close, you know what I'm saying? We went to the same school, and I'm able to take over the legacy now that, you know what I'm saying, he gave me the torch. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy to be a part of this organization. I came here knowing that I had some great running backs, and I'm happy to be a part of it, and I'm blessed.
He said that when he was playing, he thought about having his name up there one day. Do you think about it?
Oh, yeah, I think about that, you know what I'm saying? At the end of my career, I hope it would be a Hall of Fame, and that's my goal. And hope to win a championship and help this team, lead this team to a championship, and that's my goal as well. So, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, I just want to continue to help my team and be a team player and motivate these guys on the team.
Do you feel like that puts a dagger in the heart of your opponent right away when you can do that?
I don't think that do. You know what I'm saying? What that do, that tell them it's going to be a long day. When stuff happens like that, you got to get your mind right. And you got to get your mind right for the next drive because, you know what I'm saying, they might come out different. You know what I'm saying? So we just try to score on every possession of the every time we got the ball. But we did, you know, sometimes. But I'm just glad we came together as a team and the offense did a great job of it.
You're the engine of the offense, and you need to touch the ball a lot. But do you like the fact that there's a lot of receivers, a lot of different weapons
as
well?
I'm excited. I'm blessed to come to work with these guys. I'm blessed to come play on Sunday. We got a great good guys in here, and I'm just happy to be in this locker room with them and going on the field and play with them. At the same time, I'm happy to play with these guys. They work hard during the week. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to be the driver, the guy all the time, you know what I'm saying? Because these guys, they work hard and practice, and hard work pays off. And, you know what I'm saying, it's not about me. It's about the Kansas City Chiefs.
5-3, halfway through the schedule. Is it a good place to be, especially the way you guys started the season?
Yeah, it's a good place, but, you know what I'm saying, at the same time, we still got more games. We got to come out good and play good in the third quarter of the season.